This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Gabe, thank you for taking the time to join me today here on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country for the Community Matters program. And today, I'm really excited to learn a little bit more about Beacon Light, because I understand you guys do some really amazing things for this community, and I also understand you guys have some really cool events that are coming up. So would you mind telling us kind of a little bit how you got started here in the community with doing this stuff?
Yeah, so I've recently moved into the Warren area from Philadelphia, and I've been doing mental health for the past 10 years. And so I was excited to join the team here at Beacon Light as the Director of Recovery Services. I oversee several of the programs in our area for our adult community behavioral health. And so Beacon Light just has a variety of different types of programs. We do child, we do family, we do adult. And we serve Forest County, Warren County, McKean, Elk. So we're in a lot of different places, just kind of serving in a lot of different capacities.
That is really cool. Now, what I'm kind of wondering is, you know, when you mentioned that you serve in like a bunch of different capacities as far as like children, adults, and everything kind of in between, can you go through some of the details of what might be some of the ways that you kind of specialize in what you're doing as far as the treatment goes, or a ways that you kind of try to make it individualized?
Certainly, yes. So one of the things that Beacon Light kind of prides itself in is our trauma-informed care, that we come with the understanding that people have very difficult experiences that continue to impact them to this day. And so we actually just recently got recertified as a trauma service by the Behavioral Alliance of Rural Pennsylvania and Community Care Behavioral Health Organization. And so this is just a way that we want to approach people who are struggling with mental health, recognizing that there's a lot of time external factors that impact them too. We're also a very recovery-oriented service, which means that we view people as more than just their mental illness. And so while we're helping them to learn more about their mental illness and learn how to navigate living with that, we also want them to be seen as people first, to be seen as individuals who have the same kinds of needs and experiences that all of us do. And so that's one of the ways that we try to approach people in each of our programs.
You talk about mental illness and, you know, the way people, you know, kind of view themselves. One thing that I'm kind of wondering as far as that goes, how prevalent do you find that to be here in this community? And then also what I'm kind of wondering, how prevalent are the rates of people that are actually going and seeking help for some of these things versus, you know, who should be going and seeking help?
Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely still a stigma, even today, around mental illness, much more so than any other type of illness. You know, you see people in a wheelchair, you see somebody with crutches, and we don't bat an eye. They're almost invisible to us this day. But mental illness is still one of the big taboos that we don't talk about, we don't engage with. We tend to avoid people that have obvious symptoms of mental illness. And so because of that, I think a lot of people are very fearful to pursue any kind of help or support around that. I think that people try to engage people with mental illness with the purpose of eliminating symptoms. That's our goal. We want you to stop feeling depressed. We want you to stop hearing voices. And so I'm only engaging with you to that end, rather than engaging with you as a person, as somebody that's equal to me. And so I think that is continuing to impact our community, and we're beginning to see a big transition in this just over the last 5 years. There's been a lot more acceptance of people with mental illness, even with their symptoms. There's a demythicizing of it, where we no longer see them as potentially dangerous, as scary, and starting to see more of the humanity in people, which is really cool to see.
That is really cool to see. Now, you know, one of the things that I was kind of wondering in relation to this is, how many people do you see that come in that, from the outside, don't appear to exhibit really any symptoms that someone would believe to be our mental illness until you really get a chance to talk to them?
Yeah, I would say probably at least 50% of the people that we have coming in for our outpatient services to see therapists or to see psychiatrists are not people that are overtly symptomatic. You don't see them dressing differently. You don't see them talking differently, acting differently. But especially in the cases of depression, anxiety, anxiety, those things can be very internal and not readily obvious to other people. And so there's a lot of people that when they come in, it's the first time their family is finding out that they've been struggling with this. And it may have been something they've been struggling with for years and just never openly shared about. So yes, that is extremely common.
Now, you know, one thing that I was kind of wondering in relation to this is, as people would be experiencing these things and they would be, you know, hoping to get some help and looking for that help, what really do you think would be the first step down that path to getting that help? Because yeah. I understand, you know, sometimes that's the biggest hurdle to get through.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think one of the biggest barriers is finding somebody that you trust enough that you know will be able to hear about your struggles and respond well to that. And I know for a lot of people that is the big hurdle, because they just feel like they don't have anybody in their life they're able to reach out to and talk to in that way. And so I know that there are a number of warm lines that people are able to call, mental health warm lines, where they're able to kind of talk to somebody who has also had that lived experience with mental illness. And so one of the programs that I oversee here in Warren is our peer support program. And that's the unique thing about peer support, is it's people who have their own recovery experiences. They know what it's like to walk through receiving that diagnosis and walk through their own recovery journey to get back to a place where they feel like they've been able to reclaim themselves, to be themselves again. And so that program is really neat, because these folks just come alongside those who are just starting out on that journey and saying, you know, here's some things I learned along the way, and here's some of the truths that I had to accept about myself. And so that's a really neat program for those that are saying, yeah, I'm starting out and I don't want to have that label. I don't want to have the stigma that comes with it. The peer support is a great way to connect them with somebody who's not going to bring that baggage with them. There's not going to be that label.
That is so fascinating, and it's a really cool program that you guys have there. Now, one of the things that I was kind of wondering is, if people wanted to get more information about some of the different programs that you have, what is the best way that they can find out? And also, I wanted to ask, because not everyone might realize, you guys are local right here in Warren. Now, where are you located for people that are hoping to just kind of stop in?
Yeah, we're located at 1885 Market Street. We are just down from the Walmart. And so we're very centrally located for the folks of Warren, a very convenient place to be able just to stop in and check us out. You can also find out more about our programs on our website at www.beacon-light.org. And we have brochures for all of our programs up there. So if you find one that seems intriguing to you, seems like it might be a good fit, there's a brochure that has a lot more information about the program and how to get connected with it.
Now, one thing that I wanted to ask is, I understand that you have a few different events that are actually going to be coming up, and I'm kind of excited to learn about what those are and how those are going to work.
Yeah. Our first event that is coming up is actually being hosted by the Be Well Collaborative, which is an initiative started by the Warren YMCA. And it's just a collaboration of different agencies and businesses in the area that are getting together to find out how can we improve the overall wellness of the Warren area and make it a place that people just enjoy living. So that's a really neat initiative. We've got some local companies. I know the Whirly Straw Company is a part of that. I know the local library is a part of that, as well as a number of our mental health and social service agencies. Wow. And so this collaborative is hosting a wellness fair event at the YMCA on May 15th. And that's going to run all day. We're going to have tables there from the different agencies to share more about our programs and what we do. There's also just going to be some fun events to do there, some table games and some prizes that people are able to win. And so that's just a great time to come out, check out what's in your community, what's out there for both mental wellness, but also physical wellness. We're going to have tables for both of those things.
Where is that going to be held at the Warren Y? Is that like going to be in the gym or?
Yes, I believe it's going to be in the gymnasium. It's going to be a fairly large event, so it should be hard to miss. If you make it to the YMCA, they should be able to direct you to where we're set up. But yeah, I believe it's going to be in the gymnasium.
Awesome. Now, one other thing that I was wondering is, if people are looking to get in touch with you guys, what is the best way to find you, either online, social media, or just giving a call?
Yeah, usually the best way is just give us a call. We have a great receptionist team that can direct you because we have so many different programs that serve so many different demographics. Our receptionists are really great at directing you to the person that's going to best be able to connect you with the type of services you're looking for or to answer the questions that you might have.
Are there some other events that you guys have coming up?
We have one other event happening here in May that we're really excited about. This is the Recovery in the Sticks event. It's being hosted at the Johnsburg Fire Hall on May 24th, and this is another all-day event. This is specifically an event for those who are experiencing their own mental health recovery. And so it's just going to be an awesome event where we have a number of speakers that are coming to share about how to grow in recovery. There's also going to be just some fun events. Lunch is provided at that. Wow. And so it's just going to be a fun day of hanging out and kind of talking about how do we embrace our mental health recovery and how do we take steps to continue to grow in that every day.
That's going to be May 24th. Now, what time is that going to be taking place?
It'll be starting at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it will be running through to about 3 in the afternoon. That is at the Johnsburg Fire Hall, and this event is open to a number of counties. This is going to be a collaboration with Erie County, McKean, Forest, Warren, Elk, a number of other counties. So this is going to be a big event. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're hoping to see a lot of people out at it. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Do you have a passion for helping others? Are you looking for a rewarding career where you can help to better the lives of others? Beacon Light Behavioral Health System currently has part-time and full-time career opportunities available that will meet your scheduling needs for a great work-life balance. They also offer competitive pay, benefits for full-timers, advancement opportunities, plus the availability of a generous commitment bonus for many positions. Beacon Light believes that every individual deserves the opportunity to achieve their fullest potential. Please consider joining their team by viewing their open positions at www.beacon-light.org/careers. They're an equal opportunity employer.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Thank you for joining me here on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country for the Community Matters program. And joining me today on the Community Matters program is Savannah from WCCBI. And Savannah, thank you for taking the time to join me today, because I understand there is a ton of different things going on here in the community, but we've got a few things that I'm excited to talk about with you. So let's start off this conversation, first of all, with talking about an event that's going to be coming up Wednesday, May 10th. We're going to be talking about Warren Gives, which is Warren County's Day of Giving. And with that being said, Savannah, you guys manage the Trails at Jake's Rocks. Now, that's what I wanted to talk about in relation to Warren County's Day of Giving, because they have an increased match pool of $65,000 this year, which goes to help benefit some of these great organizations. And I understand the Trails at Jake's Rocks are one of the organizations.
Yeah, Aaron, thanks for having me on this program. I really appreciate it. And the Trails at Jake's Rocks, or TAJR, as most people call it, is a Warren Gives recipient amongst the 100 plus other organizations that benefit from the Day of Online Giving. So yeah, we're super excited to be a part of the 100 plus worthy organizations all the way around, from libraries and arts and education to the EMS, anything from adults to youth. So it's a great day of just online giving.
Absolutely. Now, what I wanted to talk about in relation to that is the Trails at Jake's Rocks in general. Now, you guys are involved with maintaining the Trails at Jake's Rocks at WCCBI. And really, these trails are something that has grown kind of almost exponentially over the past few years in both popularity and use of the trails as well.
Yep. So the Trails at Jake's Rocks was actually a Leadership Warren County project back in 2016, which, side note, Leadership Warren County is also a Warren Gives recipient on May 10th. So that's also a plug for them. Worthy establishment, definitely send a donation their way. I'm a graduate of it, and my understanding, Aaron, is you're in the program too. So
absolutely,
I've impacted a lot of projects in Warren County. But the Trails at Jake's Rocks stemmed from 2016 through that class, and we have over 35 miles of trails, and we'd actually put up trail counters, which count the number of users from May to December of last year is when we put it in. And we see an average annual use of 46,000 people. And of that, 23,000 are out of county. So it just is mind blowing to us. The trails have been here since 2016-17. We just got the trail counters recently, but in that short span of time, we can only imagine how many people we didn't capture previously, and then all the ones that we'll see in the growth for years to come.
It's so interesting that you bring that up, because, you know, really, when I think about my use of the Trails at Jake's Rocks, I actually would consider myself someone that, you know, would be on them in the past very frequently. I mean, I at one point had been to almost like I had literally had been to a point where I had traveled pretty much every single trail that was in that loop and in that trailhead. And that was like in one summer. But now I have to admit, like within the last year or so, I actually haven't had a chance to even go to the trails. But, you know, that just kind of shows how much use they get, even when they're not tracked. I mean, you know, I was not one of those 46,000 steps, but yet I contributed well over 10,000 on my own to all the different trails there. So that's really just crazy to think about. Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk about with that is with these trails at Jake's Rocks, you guys do quite a bit to maintain those trails. That is something that it's kind of a lot of effort in itself because you're constantly fighting nature.
Oh yeah, we're always getting messages at the office about, hey, there's a tree down, or oh, there might be a rock that's shifted and there's a little bit of flooding. And so just outside or just inside the office, it's the three of us and we do as much as we can when we can, but it's the countless volunteers outside of our office that maintain the trails, and it's every single day in the rain and the snow. They blow leaves, they build new trails. We're actually working on a couple miles of what's an addition called Sam's Rocks Trail, because in total, the trails at Jake's Rocks will accumulate to almost 50 miles. That was the intent of the project, and we're at about 35 now. So they're out there building, they're organizing work bees, they collect leaves and trash, and they maintain all the benches and put up signs. So we cannot maintain those trails without our volunteers and the donations, such as that from Warren Gives, that go to purchasing the equipment to maintain the trails. So leaf blowers, helmets, safety gear, all of it. We couldn't purchase it without the support of the community.
You've got a really good point there. And, you know, one thing that I wanted to mention with that is, you know, like we talked about at the beginning of this, Warren Gives Day is coming up. It's going to be Wednesday, May 10th, and they did increase their match pool this year. So if you're looking to make a donation to the Trails at Jake's Rocks, that's a really great opportunity. You can do it online at warrengives.org. Now, one thing that I also wanted to talk about there, Savannah, is you guys are doing another event that's going to be coming up. Now, chronological order, the next event that you guys have coming up is Welcome to Warren. Now, I think that personally, this is something that I am really excited about. I am always interested in just learning about these kind of events. But really, as someone that has recently came into this community and had an opportunity to learn about the community and participate in some of these things, I think that the Welcome to Warren event is really just a great opportunity for people.
Yeah, it's a pretty fun event. It's pretty new too. We only did one pre-COVID and then one after. So I think this is year three for it. And it's just networking for anybody that's new to Warren County, plus like a relative, family member, not necessarily kids, but if you have a spouse, to come with you and network from 5 to 7 o'clock at the Struthers Library Theater on May 18th. And you'll meet everybody from commissioners to news media outlets. We've got the city, the county, the school districts there. Our local visitors bureau comes. And then we bring in a bunch of small business entrepreneurs to just have a fun networking event to get the people acclimated to all the great things that Warren County has to offer.
And, you know, with that being said, it's a really great opportunity, like you mentioned, for people that have just recently came into the county.
We have a lot of fun with it, and we try to recognize the employers that have hired people from out of the county so they don't get lost in the shuffle of employment and that they fully immerse themselves in what Warren County has to offer. So they stay for the longevity. And sometimes the spouse is often neglected in the fact that they might not work in the same establishment, or maybe they stay home with kids or have a different place of employment themselves, and just to network with people that come from those industries too. So you might be a new Superior tire hire, but you don't know somebody else that works at Superior. So meet these people, get out and network. And it's free. It's free for anybody that's a new hire from Warren County. And anybody that wants to come can still RSVP to me here at the chamber office and they can show up. So
if people want to get a hold of the chamber or, you know, learn about some of the other things that you guys are doing, what are some of the ways that people can get in contact with you?
Well, myself and the guys here are always here Monday through Friday from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock. You'll catch at least one of us at 814-723-3050. And then on our website, WCCBI.org, and has my contact information, John's, Mr. Decker's, our property manager. You can find us anyway. Get a hold of us through Facebook, on the website, give us a call, or stop down 308 Market Street. We share a parking lot with the Women's Club.
We've got one more event that you guys have coming up in the month of May. Now, with that being said, I know we're going to have to get together as we get closer to June and we get into the later months of the year, because as we get closer to the summer, you guys are going to have a ton of different things going on. But before we get into the summer, I understand that you guys have a Tread to Trails campaign that involves the Trails of Jake's Rocks as well. That's going to be coming up May 21st and 22nd.
Yeah, May usually starts our peak busy time. So between May and, well, we're constantly busy, but May to September are super busy. And the Trails campaign, the Treads to Trails, is a brand new initiative that came from a volunteer at the Trails. Eric Weber coordinates with a program through the Candade Foundation, which is a nationally recognized foundation that originally, I think they distributed like beer, and during the pandemic switched to bottling water because where they were at got locally affected so hard, and through other, like, you know, hurricanes and natural disasters, realized they should shift, made a foundation out of that and bottled water to send out. And they do other things. They promote bikes and reading and skateboarding and, you know, safety of all different kinds. So their foundation's great. But long story short, they came to us and we wanted to find a way to give back to the Warren kids through the Trails at Jake's Rocks, which is mostly mountain biking. We do hiking. But we wanted to give first graders in Warren County a new bike and a helmet, and sat down, figured it out with the Warren County School District, and came to the conclusion that we needed to raise $30,000 by the beginning of May to give 120 first graders throughout Warren County a new bike and a helmet. And by the grace of God and all the wonderful donors and sponsors, we definitely did it and superseded it. And we're super excited about giving these kids their new bikes. So,
wow, that's really awesome. Now, one thing that I'm kind of wondering is, as we get closer to this, are these going to be, is this event going to be the bike build day where they're going to be putting those together? Or is that going to be coming up at a different time?
No, May 21st is our bike build day. So it's 120 bikes. They come in different packaging and sizes and boxes. So volunteers, which we always accept and graciously need, put together 120 bikes. They match the helmet with the style of bike. The Warren Public Library donated 120 bike themed books to the kids too. So we got to put those in a packaging, get their names on it, make sure that they have the right school contact information, load it up into U-Hauls. So yeah, it's a lot between the hours of 9 a.m. to noon, but the more hands we get, the quicker it goes. So anybody looking to volunteer, we would love to have at it. And we made it into an event. So afterwards, when all the hard work's done, we're going to do a giant picnic lunch and an organized ride. Anybody that's unfamiliar with the trails, join us, come out, go for a hike or a bike if you bring your own, just for an afternoon of outdoor recreation.
Wow, that's going to be a really great opportunity. And so that's going to be taking place on Sunday the 21st then. So that's really a good opportunity, because then a lot of people are going to be off work. It's going to be a great chance for people to enjoy some of the nice weather that we're hopefully going to have by then. I mean, honestly, we're going to need it at this point, because it's been been raining a lot, and it's going to continue to rain a lot. So we're hoping for the nice weather at that point. And I think that that's going to be a lot of fun. So are you guys doing an event on the 22nd as well? Or?
Right. So hopefully, weather permitting, we get to give the kids, the 120 first graders that were selected from the entire county. So Sheffield, Eisenhower, TIDU, the charter school, Warren, they're going to all come to the Warren County Career Center. Unfortunately, because of protocols through the district, it's in a closed event. So it's just us staff here and the Candade Foundation that will hand the bikes out. But then the kids get to take them home right away. It's already fitted to their specifications, size, height, and weight, and they can just take it and ride the bike and go. And they'll get a brief safety demonstration as well. But weather permitting, we hope to be able to do that both events outside. Building the bikes on the 21st is rain or shine. So even if it's raining, we'll still be out there putting them together for the kids. But anybody that wants to volunteer, yeah, absolutely. We would greatly appreciate the help. Nick, you can call me, like I said, at the office anytime.
Awesome. Well, you know, that really is going to be an amazing day. It's going to be something that really I mean, you're just going to make the entire summer for 120 first graders, and that's going to be so awesome. So we really look forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. But if people want to stay up to date with all the different things that you guys are doing, the best way to do it would be to follow the WCCBI, the Warren County Chamber of Business and Industry Facebook page, I'm guessing, because you guys are constantly, making sure that you guys post all your updates there.
Yeah, definitely follow us on Facebook or just give me a call. Anybody that's listening, anytime you have a call, my office door is wide open too to in-person visits. I like meeting community members and seeing what anybody needs. If I can't find the answer, I'll find somebody that can get you the answer.
Thank you for being able to take the time to join me today to go through all these different things that you guys are up to. And with that being said, if people are looking to make their donations during Warren Gives, gotta also mention, Leadership Warren County was a really great opportunity for me. It's been a really great opportunity for a lot of other people, and they are one of the many organizations you can give to during Warren Gives. But like we also talked about, the Trails of Jake's Rocks, another amazing organization. So, Savannah, thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate it. And yeah, I look forward to seeing what results from your bike build day.
Thanks, Aaron. I really appreciate you having us on. It's always a pleasure. My pleasure to talk with you and to hear all the great things and community support that you're offering as well.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.